Lillian Salerno. Lillian, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Lillian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for being here. This is, I guess it's both scary and to be expected, given the technological age that we are currently living in. But nevertheless, it does feel like Big Brother, whether it's a political Big Brother or a corporate Big Brother, nonetheless, it's Big Brother watching us.
Yes, he and she is.
Yeah.
But I think what you spoke about, that it's just what corporate America is already doing. When you look at a TV or a car and you've searched it on your browser, and then you get 50, pop-ups about different cars in your area and the last-minute deals on TVs, it's the same thing on political. It's just some folks have realized how important that data is, especially in a political season where, you know, very few votes are deciding elections, you know, not just at the national level, but at, local races across the country.
Right. No.
When you talk about... When you talk about these things...
Go ahead.
When you talk about these things, and you, Lillian, certainly, I don't know how you do it, but you certainly do it. It's not easy, but it's going to be helpful in the end. Do you believe that?
Those of us who care about rights of privacy, it's bothersome.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The problem is that, you know, this is the game, and the game is, you know, everybody uses every piece of technological tool they can to make sure that they can, get votes for their candidate. So just like, you know, whether I sell a Ford or a Chevy or a Subaru, I'm going to try to find out what that voter, if he or she is more likely to buy a Ford or a Chevy or a Subaru. And then in this case, it's whether at a national level they're going to buy a, you know, President Trump, Vice President Biden, or a Beto O'Rourke. We don't know. And so we look at the data to find out whether the algorithm of what that voter, whether that voter has gone to church, whether that voter's gone to a park, whether that voter's, you know, gone to Whole Foods or, you know, Best Buy, those all add up to something that makes it so I'm in a pretty good shape to know who that person's going to vote.
Well, it's an advantage, but you said something a moment ago that really resonated with me anyhow, and that's privacy, your right to privacy. Would the answer to this be to just shut off your mobile device?
Yes.
It's that simple.
That's it. Yes. I mean, when you have it on, it's tracking whether you like it or not. I mean, the operating systems, which is some of what the Wall Street Journal article pointed out, is, you know, they got a lot of it right. They got a little bit of it not very technical. Not that I'm technical, but, people that are, is there's not a lot you can do about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, once... So this idea of what they call geofencing. So if I go to a presidential rally or a Democratic nominee rally, they call it geofencing,
right,
which is this idea that, you know, you put a fence around technologically everyone that's there, and you know a lot. What I think people aren't aware of, I think people over 45 aren't aware of. Young people know this. They know this because they put Snapchat filter. When they use Snapchat, they put filters on that make it so that they know everyone in this area knows where they are and what they're doing, right? Which is, which young people know this. People over 45 don't realize. I just say 45 for the heck of it. I'm certainly over 45. But this idea that you're tracking. And so when they go to a rally, what they don't know is that not only do they know that they were at that rally, but they, because of the analytics, can also know maybe where they were over the last 6 months, over the last year. So they can really, really run some pretty tight analytics on how that person is going to vote and what are the likes and dislikes of that person by where they've been, which is where they've been is where they are with their smartphone. So, yes, it's all about tracking.
And I guess it depends who you are and what you do as far as whether or not you like this technology. I mean, if you're a candidate or if you're a business owner or you like it, you depend on it because that's an advantage that you would have either over your opponent or over your competitor. But as you and I, as Joe Q Citizen, there is that privacy. And here's the thing. Most people, they'll listen to this and they'll say, yeah, but my cell phone's not in use. I'm not currently on my mobile device. I'm not surfing the net. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not even talking on the phone. But what we have to remind them is that it's not so much of whether it's your mobile device is in use. It's the fact that it's on, that you've turned it on. Even if you're not utilizing it at the moment, it's on. It's registering with these cell towers, you know?
Yep. That's exactly right. Yeah, there's no getting out of the system in a sense, because we're all pretty dependent on our cell phone devices. So, you know, this is again one of those things that the technology is way ahead of any regulations, any sort of citizenry, you know, discussion about it. We're already in the middle of it, and no one's really had the hard discussions of whether it's good or bad, and where does this all end up? And you know, for me, I think lots of Americans, we are in this sort of rough spot of we like all the advantages and like to know that we can, you know, track our 17-year-old sons when they're driving. We like the most part, but we really don't like the idea that somebody's listening to our conversation because we accidentally leave our Alexa on, or we don't like the idea that when we go to a rally or a church and we have our phones in our pocket, that somebody knows it. And I mean, it's uncomfortable. It's
but are they listening? Are they listening to our conversation verbatim, or they just know where you are and what you could possibly be shopping, or what you could be possibly what kind of rally you would be at?
Well, no, I mean, on the cell phone, they're certainly just knowing where you're at.
Right.
I mean, there has been some, discussion and literature about sometimes these phones are on, but I think people, the manufacturers, Apple and others, have stepped in and made sure that doesn't happen. But certainly on the Alexa and, smart devices at people's homes, there's been, you know, even legal challenges and criminal offenses where someone reacts. The Alexa was on and tape recorded a domestic incident. So yes, those devices are really, you've got to watch out for those at home.
Yeah, I bet.
Lillian, just listening to you, and I'm thinking about those who are listening to radio, of course, but do they really pay the attention they should? Now, you mentioned something about the young, and I was just thinking, the young in the past, they have not been 100% with a story about this one or that one, because they just weren't interested. But now it seems to me, with this kind of an answer that is coming out, that they are really interested and will have more influence in an election than they've had in the past. Do you agree with that?
I think there's a good possibility of that. I think they also represent this huge number of potential voters. But I think, I guess my, or what I've seen is that for us that aren't what I call digital natives, right? We are always sort of surprised that, you know, we're being tracked, that there's so much technology that's sort of in our pockets with our phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for those that have young people in their lives, this story didn't surprise them at all. There was nothing like, of course this has happened, because they've already been utilizing it in that way when they, you know, have their phones at school and they are trying to do secret messages, or, you know, with Snapchat, they put filters on so they're able to see, you know, only their little click is on it. I mean, they've just been, you know, they've just had the ability to use technology in a way that those of us that didn't grow up with it have been. So they're not as bothered. They just assume it. So that's why they're always sort of trying to get messages that disappear and different things. Now, whether or not they have the skill set or critical thinking skills that allow them to put you know, to discern information that's yet to be seen, as just as those of us that aren't digital natives and that we get, you know, talked to with different news outlets and right. we can't decide what's real or not. I mean, that's where I think that's the part of the story that's, I think, bothersome to many Americans is, you know, what do you know, you know, when you use the words fake news, no news, who's telling you the truth? And that is, again, goes back to sort of common sense and whether or not I buy a Ford or a Chevrolet, am I just taking the word of my car dealership that's, you know, spouting, you know, last minute deals to me, or am I going around to my neighbors and community and find out what's working for them?
Yeah, and not for nothing, a moment ago, it didn't even occur to me, but when you had mentioned Siri or Alexa, where that takes what we're just the topic of our discussion, it puts it on steroids. I mean, it really maximizes it, where it's one thing to know where you've been and what store you've been in or what rally you've been in, and that's all they know based on the ping of the cell tower. It's something else, however, to know the entire conversations that you may be having in your home. And let's face it, if that Alexa device or whatever, Siri or whatever you, whoever it is that you're talking to on the, on your, either your mobile device or that little, you know, thing that you have in your house, if they could hear you ask that question, they could hear full conversations that you're having. Talk about invasion of your privacy. It's scary.
It's not good. But I would make the argument that you could, I mean, for people that really, and that's not me, by the way, I'm a person born over 40, but that's over 40. But I think that people really that understand analytics and a lot of these firms that are popping up across the country to sort of mine this data, and as you spoke about at the beginning of the story, was, you know, how important data is. I mean, think about how we use data. I mean, I'm always surprised, and I'm not knocking, if I hope these aren't any of your sponsors, but I'm always surprised that Americans are giving so willingly to find out their genetic DNA. To me, that's all valuable information. I'm certainly not going to pay for it.
Well, exactly.
They want my
exactly.
There you go. There you go.
Just to find their lineage, their genealogy lineage.
That's right.
You know, they're giving right. up their, probably the most some of the most personal information about you, which is one of a kind. It's your DNA. Yeah. And they're just right. so willingly sending it
across the
world.
Not only are they giving it up, they're paying to give it up.
Yeah, and they're sending and they're sending it across
sending
the world.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's all this data game, big data, which has been, you know, coming at us for, I don't know, 50 years, but now we're in the thick of it, it looks like, and it may get worse because of artificial intelligence. It may get better to make our lives better, but it may get worse in those of us who care about personal freedoms, that, you know, we're really in the middle of it, and we really haven't had those really hard conversations as a yeah. society of, you know, how far is too far, you know, what yeah. what is it we're willing to give up just to be so we can navigate traffic. I mean,
yeah, no, exactly.
Really,
you are so
really
right.
Ready to
oh
give
boy.
Up. Yeah.
So. All right, so listen, I have one last question for you before I let you go. What about, do you have any information on the newest 5G technology that is supposed to be hitting cell phones next year, early part of next year? There's been speculation and rumor that it causes or increases cancer diagnosis. Is there any truth to that, or do you have any knowledge on 5G technology?
I don't know enough about it. I tend to think that I'm somebody who, you know, when I see a young person, always, especially females, leaving their phones on their stomachs or on their, you know, I tend to think you don't want any big energy devices anywhere around your reproductive glands, just right. as a general rule, because I think it's not a good idea when you think about it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think there's enough evidence out there that, you know, too much to the ears, or, you know, that you just got to get kids away from their phones. But I don't know enough about the 5G to know that it's better or worse. I do think people should be very careful about, especially young people, about having these big, you know, battery powered chargers and stuff around, you know, their, just around their heads and things like that. Just yeah. I think there's enough evidence out there, but I'm not as scientific enough to know, you know, what the chances are. But
yeah. All right, well, hey, listen,
this has been very, very I'll tell you, tremendous.
Yeah, very informative. I really appreciate your time with Brad
Absolutely.
And I this morning. Thanks so
Absolutely.
Much for being with us.